you.
Sounds like this. Look out weekend. Sundays 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Broken Chanter. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Up all day and all night, I just can't close my eyes. Could it be that I've seen too much, way too much? They say being alone can be a dangerous place, but I'm having way too much fun on my own. When it's all said and done, I did it for my health. Could have really used some help. I'll keep dancing by myself.
The Breakdown
Welcome to the Wonky Breakdown.
That was the magnificently titled. Are you ready for this, Steve?
I'm ready.
Children of the Baked Potato, which is from Thundercat. And that one had Remy Wolf on it as well. Thundercat back with two new songs this week. And, well, and as an American, what he is, that is a reference to a jazz club in, I think, Los Angeles. But obviously in Britain, in the land of Brian Harvey, we are all children of the baked potato.
I didn't think about that. We are.
That is a wonderful track. I'm going to turn my headphones up a bit there. We're here.
We are both here.
The day after the, well, I would say highly successful Sheffield Live 25. Yes,
very successful. Yes, yeah, yeah. Well done to Chris Welsh from Sounds Like This for organising that. It was a great night.
It was fantastic. We are here until 5 o'clock today with a usual smorgasbord of great tracks. Double album of the week, we're thinking.
I think so. Yes,
yeah, Cardiacs and
Former Champ.
Former Champ. New records as well by Golden Apple, Divine Comedy. Who else was there? There's New Dad. Nation of Language.
New Dad. Albums. You're talking albums.
Yeah, yeah.
There was
Nine Inch Nails.
They're not in order, these. Oh, Frog.
Oh, Frog, yes.
Nation of Language, you say that? Yeah. And Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay. We had an album of the week last week from
Gorilla Toss.
It was Gorilla Toss. So
there'll be a track from that in a few minutes.
There will. After what?
After the next song, which not quite as good a song title, but I say it's up there. Pale Sailor are the band. Sheffield band, played on the show a few times. Just new single from them, standalone track. It's called Shrimply the Best.
It's very good.
Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That was last week's album of the week by Gorilla Toss, a track from the record You're Weird Now, I think it's their fifth, featured Gracie Horse on it, straight in at number 101 on the album chart this week.
Well done to them.
Just a mere 100 places beyond below Ed Sheeran. We had Pale Sailor before.
We did. Yes, Shrimply the Best.
Very, very
better
good.
Better than all the rest.
Title there. When Dogs Bark, that's a good title.
Mm.
That's a strong title.
Let's keep this going.
Let's keep this going. What have I got from the Cardiacs record? Where is it? It's there somewhere. I know it's there somewhere.
It's quite a distinctive album.
There it is.
By Numbers.
By Numbers. Oh, all right.
Okay.
The song title is By Numbers. So it's a long-awaited release of this record.
Yes, the last Cardiacs album was 1999.
Okay, so hampered quite expectedly by the death of the founder.
Tim Smith.
It was in there then. Back in 2020. I know you played a song from this a couple of months ago.
What I played.
Did they have like guest vocalists or guest people come in on
there? Guesting on this album. Did have the names. I did mention one when we played that track, but I can't remember right now.
That's all right. LSD is the name of it. It came out yesterday.
Mike Van Art is definitely one of them.
17 songs, 1 hour 20. Two tracks from this are going to be this afternoon. We'll have By Numbers now. And probably something else from an album out yesterday?
Yes, but not the other album of the week. Let's have something from Nation of Language.
Okay. We can play the game of Interpol's out of 10.
We can. It's 10. I'll spoil it for you now. It's 10.
I've lost it again. It's there.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Silhouette. That is a track from the fourth album by Nation of Language that came out yesterday.
I'm only giving that 8 out of 10 intervals.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that shows a bit of musical deviation.
They're diverging a bit, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try better with this link. Croatia's not happy.
The whole of Croatia is listening.
Furious. We had Cardiacs before then with By Numbers from the album LSD. There's going to be another track from that in the second hour of this show. Now it's time for our first new artist of the day.
It is.
But it's not really a new artist, is it? Because we have played many...
Yeah, by your rules it is.
Many, many, many songs before by Jenny Hollingsworth as part of Let's Eat Grandma.
Yes.
Let's See Grandma have not split.
No.
Jenny is literally on holiday. Yeah, Jenny on holiday, first new music, well, first track in a solo guise, came out a couple of days ago. Every Ounce of Me is this. Was it about Double Eight or anything? Or a bit
yeah,
Trouble
well, one more before Trouble yeah. 7, I reckon.
Squeeze one in. Have you got a nice little...
always, always.
Yeah.
when you hold me and call me baby, do you have to say it like that? 'Cause this world's felt so cold for so long now, and I don't know if I can deal with falling out. But
you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
So I decided to make that a new artist double. First, you heard Jenny on Holiday and Every Ounce of Me. And that was April June. And a track called Lost Highway. Can't find much information out about that, but it was definitely a single that came out yesterday. April June is not a real name. She's called Victoria.
Thank you very much. My Trouble 7, now you are going to hear in a couple of minutes' time something from Carly Rae Jepsen from the 10-year anniversary edition of, one of the seminal albums, one of the breakthrough albums, Emotion. You'll hear a track called Guardian Angel. And then after that, Peel Dream Magazine. But first, the wonderfully titled They Are Gutting a Body of Water, who are prepping the release of an album called Lotto next month. They've got a tour in the UK at the start of February and a single called R.L. Stein, but not about the Goosebumps writer. I don't remember him. Know him as the Goosebumps writer. I know him as the Choose Your Own Adventure books, going even further back than Goosebumps.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, 2 minutes 31 on this, then Carly Rae, then Peel Dream. Wonderful.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
I want. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Confident fade out there by Pure Dream Magazine. That is Venus and Nadir that you're hearing there. That's the first track that's going to be on their new album Taurus, which is out on the 1st of October from the, I'm going to say Los Angeles free piece, because that's how many pictures I can see there. But
how many people in the picture? There are three. There are definitely three.
Case of cyclists or traffic lights. There's three people in that picture.
Three people, yeah.
There's only one person in Carly Rae Jepsen.
there is, yes.
Although she contains multitudes.
She does.
And plenty of tracks that didn't make it onto Emotion 10 years ago. You heard Guardian Angel, one of, I think, about 20, which are going to be on the bonus edition of Emotion next month. Also, including a David Byrne track.
Yeah.
And we started...
A collaboration, not just a David Byrne track.
Yeah. Collaboration. A bit weird.
It would be weird if there was a David Byrne track in the middle of it.
Oh, and that started, that treble started with They Are Gutting a Body of Water. You heard R.L. Stine. Okay, over to you.
For my longest song of the day.
Your longest song of the day.
Longest song of the day. It is a big one for me. It's over 5 minutes, this. It's the latest single from Rocket, who are gearing up to release their debut album, R is for Rocket. It's out on the 3rd of October. We played the previous single. We missed all the others. There's been quite a few in advance of this, but this one came out this week. It's called Another Second Chance, and it's an ode to never feeling good enough.
Thank you.
Another Second Chance from the debut album from Rocket. R is for Rocket, out in a week or two's time. 2 weeks' time.
We've sorted out the 4 o'clock classic.
We have.
Let's do this.
All is good.
Second part of the album of the week.
Second part of the album of the week. Yes, Former Champ, their debut album came out yesterday. Released an EP, a couple of EPs maybe, in the past. They are a Glasgow-based supergroup, sort of. Irish vocalist Claire McKay, who records under the name Martha Fionn, alongside members of Savage Mansion, Catholic Action, and Secret Motorbikes. The album is called I Saw You in Paradise, and from the album this is I Promise I'm Not Usually Like This.
Should we come back? What happened there?
That was like playing the wrong speed. it's like John Peel never left us. Let's try that again.
From Cheerleaders, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I'm living in the new age.
Oh, yes. I think that is very definitely an Australian act. You can tell. It just reeks of Oz on there. That Sleeperzoid with a track called New Age. It's going to be from their sophomore EP out at the start of 2026. They are from Melbourne and Nam, and they've supported Faye Webster this year on her sold-out Australian tour. I think they're going to be big.
They're going to be big.
I reckon they're going to be big. Okay. Let's get three more into this hour. The second part of this double will be something from Golden Apple's album Shooting Star out this week.
Okay.
But first,
something from another album out this week, the latest album from Frog, a mere 8 months after the last one. This is called The Count, this album, and it's kind of a concept album, so all the songs are like in character of the protagonist. This is a single that came out the other week. It's called Spanish Armada, Variation 15.
She got drunk, the car keys were gone. Took a long page from her mom. You only get one, you don't get along. It's not funny, it's where I stand from. And over and over and through, waste for cups on. That was our song. Me and the
This is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Left inside you saying, happy to have for me.
That was a new album, double. New album of the week.
Yep.
Not new album of the week. New album of this week, double. Right, that was a double of songs from albums that came out yesterday. Is that better?
That was good.
That's too many words, though. That was Golden Apples and a track called Happy from the album Shooting Star. And you heard Frog, Spanish Armada before that with a track from The Count.
Okay. We've got ample time now, actually. So we are going to sail up to 4 o'clock with something from Nine Inch Nails. They've taken on recording soundtracking duties for the entirety of the new Tron movie, Ares, which is out in a couple of weeks' time. The record came out yesterday, 24 tracks on it. Quite a lot of instrumentals, as you would expect, but it's very, very good. And Infiltrator is the title of the track we'll be playing. And then we're going to go back to 2014.
We are back to October 2014.